Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can check us out on Facebook, too. Search Martha Norwalk's Animal World and check out all the great photos, videos, stories, and the recall is first up that I'm going to tell you about shortly. So you can find out all that great stuff. Anyway, it is the third Sunday of the month, and that means it's Natasha and Martha Sunday. So Natasha Venter is here. You can check her out at angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. And Natasha, we haven't even mentioned yet that you do a regular podcast every week on Wednesdays now. Is that right?
I do. It's been a gift to be able to do that. I'm falling into that rhythm of having renamed my podcast Every Day with an Angel. And it's been an interesting balance of, my friend gave me that, she goes, but I spend every day with an angel when I'm with you, it's like, and I've been getting a lot of kudos for who I am. So, I had a teacher who the other day said, when I walked in the classroom, Natasha, you just give me a breath of fresh air when I'm with you.
Oh, nice. That's
so wonderful. That makes sense why it's called Every Day with an Angel, I guess. So I do my podcast minis, I call them, and they are 2-minute videos on, how to be supportive to yourself. What are we going through? Just insights that I'm getting and that kind of thing. But the last podcast I did, I ended up channeling Jesus, Kuan Yin, and Maya, Angel Maya. And so it was kind of an interesting show the other day. It was kind of fun to do that. I really never know what I'm going to be talking about. Every week is a little different conversation. I have
so the regular podcast is every Wednesday at 4 p.m.
4 o'clock.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you mentioned these little ones.
Mm-hmm.
Are they on the YouTube channel too, or how do people access the little one? Okay.
Yep, they are. And then on Mondays I do mantra for the week, and so it's been fun to I do a lot of little things along the way to support people in their journey.
Tell everybody how they can access this stuff.
You can find me at Natasha Venter AC. If you Google Natasha Venter, you'll find many different platforms where you can, and you click on one of them. And you'll find my website, you'll find my YouTube channel, Facebook, you'll find me on Instagram, all the different places that I am.
So just Natasha Venter, and that's V-E-N-T-E-R, A-C, mm-hmm. as in angelic clarifications. So
yes.
Natasha Venter, A-C, and if you go to YouTube and just look for that, then you'll find her YouTube channel, and that's where all of these things are.
Yes, I have over 600 videos on my podcast, station.
YouTube channel?
I do have them titled, and so if you just scroll through different playlists, you'll find titles that the conversation will be helpful for you, I hope. And that's the whole story. I've got many on grief, on attuning to the energies, on tuning in with your team. I have many different videos that can be supportive. And the wonderful thing about videos is you don't have to stand there and watch them. You can actually walk around the room and just listen like a podcast. So it's been fun to be there for people and support.
All right. That's great. And as long as we're on the subject, time with Natasha, I think we have touched base quite a bit on the energies and what's going on now, but just to kind of encapsulate it astrologically, there's a lot of stuff going on in there. It's just been crazy.
Yes, I wouldn't say, well, I know that the last eclipse that we had that that was the eclipse that was ending a theme of what the last couple years of eclipses have been.
Okay.
That, you know, it's about that. And usually eclipse energy sticks around for a little while. So this last eclipse was the beginning of a new understandings. I wouldn't call them new. There's never a new understanding, but it's kind of I'm going to call it a new emphasis or new application of it. New, you know, it's the next layer, getting into it a little bit more. And so with this last eclipse, it was with the new moon, it was about how do we come back to center? How do we come back to our understandings? And how do we energetically work with the people around us, right? So an example is that yesterday I was with somebody and they were a little bit triggered, a little bit of statements, judgments, right? And so instead of feeding into what they were doing, I stayed centering myself. You know, I could have missed the potholes, but I didn't miss one of them. You know, but I missed all of them except for the one, right? But what I did was I didn't trigger into that story. I stayed centering myself, acknowledged, yeah, I could have done different in the energy field. And then I went on with the conversation. I went on with what I was doing. I wasn't playing into the drama trauma of what other people were doing. I acknowledged it. I valued it. I honored it. But I didn't necessarily feed into it. And I tried to stay centered in me because I wanted to stay happier. I wanted to stay in kindness and in love and stay in that application of where I was at. And
so even though the energies are pretty powerful these days, it's you can be aware of all of that and what's going on. But again, remember, thought directs energy. You don't want to dwell on the negative side, and you don't want to allow those energies to pull you off your center.
Exactly.
And your grounding. Is that what you're saying?
And center changes. Center changes all the time. It's not about being in the middle. Middle changes all the time. But if you can stay in that moment, and like I'm counseling somebody, and I, like I say, instead of getting into reaction, if you can practice breathing first,
it's always good to keep breathing, because that's the first thing you do,
breathing,
and that locks the energy.
Exactly. Breath is something that if you breathe, it shifts the energy, it shifts the moment, or find something to be grateful for. I've told a couple clients, if you can practice finding gratitude at least 4 times a day, that shifts the energies of where you're at. And like, you know, if you can find in the middle of a troubled moment, find that one speck of gratitude, and you'll notice that your energy shifts. That's coming back to center. And we're going into the emotional ties of family, right? You know, we're coming into Thanksgiving, you so choose to be with family or friends. We're coming into the holidays, whatever you choose to believe in. And you know, we're interacting with people. It's a social time, right? And I hope that people can be a little bit more social than not. You know, a lot of us turned into introverts, right? A lot of us have turned into introverts.
Well, and we got out of the habit of all of the things we were used to doing, being out in the world with the pandemic and the lockdowns and all of that. And I know, I mean, it's certainly true for me, and I know it's true for many others I know, we got out of the habit of what we used to do and engaging, and we got used to staying at home and dealing with the world via computer and stuff.
Exactly. And that's, it's like a muscle. Being with others is like a muscle. It's about getting it stronger and stronger. And then at the same time, though, sometimes when we go into family and we don't see them for a while, we kind of go, well, they didn't change, did they? Right? But what is that first instance? Is judgment. And so we're all, when we come back with family, we come back with people we know, we turn back into our older selves. But that's the stirring up that we're going into, is figuring out how much we can bring that up and enlighten it, bring it up and knowing that we're changing, coming up that we're not always that same person. So sometimes it's not necessarily asking somebody, what are they doing for their job, ask them, what are you doing with your day today? What are those things that you're finding that it's exciting for you to do when you're like going someplace? Have you found a new hobby? Have you found, so engage with understandings of who they are today, and that you'll notice how enlightened the conversation can go. A lot of us fall into old patterns, and sometimes we have to say with those old patterns, you know, I'm done with that one. How can I create new relationship with the people around me and with myself?
And so, Natasha's making some really good points. And again, I'm going to remind you, you know, if, you know, things are not going well, if you're not feeling good and you're getting into the yucky stuff like Natasha was describing, remember again, thought directs energy, energy follows thought, and thought magnifies and intensifies energy. Mm-hmm. So if you go into that negativity and put your mental energy there, you're making more of it and expanding it. So that little trick that Natasha gave you is extremely powerful. If you can, when you get into that dark place or that negative place, just choose to shift it. And you can just out loud or to yourself, whatever's appropriate at the time, I am grateful and thankful for this day. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful and thankful for the shoes that I like, or I'm grateful and thankful for a nice shower, or maybe I'm grateful and thankful for this cup of tea. Maybe there's not a whole lot you can find, but you can find some little thing. You know, I'm grateful and thankful for that patch of blue sky, or I'm grateful and thankful
for that island that stands between me and that other person.
Yeah, or whatever's going on. Yeah. But if you can shift it to being grateful and thankful, that it makes a huge difference. And, you know, universe will support you because that's the universe supports you in whatever you want to do, because it's a free will choice zone. So if you're happy stuck in your yucky and stay in the negative thinking, well, I'll just pile on more. So, but if you're making a conscious choice to shift that, go into gratitude, then you're going to get help with that as well. Mm-hmm. So, but that's a great technique. When things are awful, go into gratitude and love.
I know for me, when I was with that person the other day, you know, and there was a little bit of judgment coming in, that's what I did. I'm grateful to be with you. I'm grateful to be with you, you know, and it did bring, kept me out of that rabbit hole. And those rabbit holes are pretty quickly, they appear pretty quickly. You know, they're like the black holes. They appear pretty quickly. So be careful.
And they can trip you right up.
Be careful of those rabbit holes.
Step in those holes.
Reality is trying to pull you down, because there, as much as positivity is out there, there's going to be the negative, because that's what our minds have practiced to go into. So it's that finding that. But that's the energies right now. And we're going to have planets. We're going to have people. We're going to have energies. We're going to have scenarios. We're going to have memories. We're going to have patterns that are going to trip us up. And they're going to throw us into these moments where it's like, oh, I can practice to do a little different.
Yep.
I can.
And there's all kinds of great reasons out there to go into the negative stuff.
There is.
And it's getting piled on every day. But you have a conscious choice, and you can shift yourself out of that and keep yourself from falling into that quagmire with the positive thinking and just focusing on gratitude and love and that sort of thing. And even just grateful for very simple little things.
Exactly. We've got
several
places.
Remember the faith of a mustard seed.
Yep. That's we have a lot of places out in our world right now that are mirroring old patterns.
Yeah.
How can we shift them? One person, one thought, one knowing at a time.
Yeah, one mustard seed at a time.
One mustard seed at a time.
I'm grateful. My grandmother, Natasha, gave me a bracelet when I was a child. It's a little teardrop, and it has inside a mustard seed.
No.
Well, the bracelet kind of fell apart and broke, but I still have the pieces of the you know, the broken bracelet and the mustard seed in my little bag that I carry with me. And I didn't appreciate it, you know, all those decades ago when I was young and my grandma gave it to me. But you know, I appreciate it now. Thank you. And it's a great reminder.
Yep, it's a great reminder.
All righty. We got to take care of advertisers here, but I got to warn you folks, we're on the last hour and we got more stuff. We got to talk about Thanksgiving and all the things you got to be aware of with your animal friends there. We've got a recall to talk about. We've got a bunch of stuff on current events. And even some new stuff. So that's going to take some time. So if you have questions for me or Natasha, you want a personal reading, you need to pick up your phone now or that we won't have time for you. So local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or toll free is 888-298-5569. So if you've got questions or need a personal reading, now's the time to call in. Otherwise, we're taking care of advertisers. We'll come back and we might as well get the recall out of the way and all that other stuff I just told you we got to talk about. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world and there's a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're almost midway through this last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And last call for phone calls, if you want to get on the air with me and Natasha, if you've got questions or want a personal reading, now would be the time to call in, 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. And of course, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com. She's our local best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, and energy codes gal. And she works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery or remotely. So you can see her for sessions at her office in Seattle, or she can work with you remotely. And she continues to offer a free session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. If you've been on the air with us and gotten a treatment on the air, that doesn't count. You can still get a free introductory session with Linda if you call or text her. And boy, let me tell you, she is masterful and such a gift to work with her. Website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you would like your free introductory session, you can call or text Linda at 206 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty then. Of course, you heard about me, and just so you know, when I'm not doing radio, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs, give you an overall education, and solve all the problems you got going on in one session. Yeah, it's a marathon session, but I give you free phone follow-up privileges once I've seen you. I like you to know I'm not just there to take your money and run. I want you to be successful. So you don't have to worry about continuing to pay me for everything. And when you got questions, all you got to do is pick up your phone. I always talk to you for free on the phone. And I'm pretty readily available here. I can schedule you within a reasonable period of time Saturdays or weekdays. So like I said, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anybody you know has got problems with their dogs, tell them to call Aunt Martha, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then, Nathan, doesn't look like we got any takers on phone calls. So we will go ahead and I guess it's time to hit the recall button here. So, yeah, there we go. All righty. As if we haven't already had enough of this stuff today. We have the smart outlet stuff, and we got that mysterious canine illness. Well, now we got a fairly big recall here. Mid-American Pet Food out of Mount Pleasant, Texas, expanding the recent recall with Best Buy dates before October 31, 2024. It's a salmonella thing. I don't think there have been any reported illnesses, but let's see here. If there's somewhere it says where what products we're talking about. All right. So voluntary recalled brands produced at Mount Pleasant facility include Victor Super Premium Dog Foods, Wayne Feeds Dog Food, Eagle Mountain Pet Food, and some Member's Mark varieties. And again, with Best Buy dates before 10/31/24. And if you need more details, if any of those brands are familiar to you, because these foods apparently were shipped all over the country. So if you recognize those names, you better check it out. The recall alert is on the Animal World Facebook page. So go to Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Or if you don't do Facebook and you want the recalls, you can go directly to my source, which is truthaboutpetfoods.com. Truthaboutpetfoods.com. All righty. Then I think it's probably time for us to do current events. Got to get Nathan working again here. And he is. I see his hands moving quickly. There it is. It is time. Okie doke. Well, and of course, the Jingle Cats just reminded me. It's almost Thanksgiving. And guess what happens Thanksgiving? Well, then it's really official. Let's do Christmas time. So we're coming up on that. And we can look forward to the first Sunday of December which will be the first live show after Thanksgiving. And that, of course, is when we have Nathan unleash the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs. And oh, I can't wait. So you got to be here. December 3rd, our first show in December, and that'll be the first show for all the Jingle Cats. And just so you know, warning that Love Train takes a break, and we won't be doing the Love Train throughout the month of December, because we are going to be jingle catting and jingle dogging with all our dog and cat related Christmas and holiday carols and all that good stuff, and my favorite version of Hava Nagila ever. I can't wait. So anyway, I'm so excited. So hopefully I'll calm myself down by the time we get to the first Sunday of December. All right, so what are we doing? We're doing current events. All righty, let's see. Okay, so I have no current events coming up at the Northwest Stream Center, other than I'm waiting for the announcement, because I think it's right after Thanksgiving that they have their living trees go on sale. So you can keep your eye on current events at MarthaNorwalk.com, our radio show website, because as soon as they let me know that they're available, we'll get the details up on current events. Surely I'll have them by the first Sunday of December, but I know that they start usually selling them right after Thanksgiving. Let's see here. Texas and Tales Humane Society, their annual Texas and Tales Gala is on the calendar for Saturday, May 18th. 2024. So mark your calendars, but a new venue this year, Fremont Studios, and Nathan determined, I think last week looked it up, that that's kind of an event center now, something. All right, now here's a new one. If you want to help out Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project, you know, our great folks here that, you know, spay and neuter gazillions amounts of cats throughout the area. And man, they do a fabulous job. And I think, 8,000 cats so far. And this is their plea for carriers. Spaying and neutering 8,000 cats means a lot of cat carriers come through our doors. We can always use donations of carriers for clients who come to us with those that aren't ideal for cats to recover in after their spay or neuter surgery. A carrier that breaks, one that's too small for a big cat to stretch out in, or one large carrier containing a litter of kittens who need to be separated while they wake up for anesthesia, for example. Clients who need carriers are charged a small transfer fee so they can keep the carrier and have a safe method for transporting their cat the next time they need to do so. So if you'd like to donate one or more carriers, now you can... you can also go out and look for them at thrift stores. A lot of times I find carriers at thrift stores, and so you can pick those up to donate to Feral Cat Spay and Neutering. They say next door and local buy nothing groups are also possibilities. You can even take crates for if you've got friends that they don't use them anymore. Now, they want hard-sided crates only, no wire crates, hard-sided crates, and any size appropriate for a cat. But the largest they want is 14 by 14 by 24. 14 inches by 14 inches by 24 inches is about as large as they can take. You can drop them off at their Linwood location Monday through Thursday between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Or you can email their Renton clinic to arrange a drop-off time. And that would be Renton Admin. ADMIN, Renton Admin at feralcatproject.org. All righty, then, all the big holiday news, of course, is Meow Cat Rescue. Their annual holiday craft bazaar and bake sale happens Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that will be at Marsh Hall in St. John's Episcopal Church at 105 State Street in Kirkland. Variety of handcrafted items, delicious baked goods, raffle refreshments, and pet photos with Santa from noon to 3 p.m. So that's Saturday, December 2nd. No, they also are gearing up, and all the dates are now scheduled for photos with Santa. So Santa Paws pictures via Meow. Now, it costs $20 donation, and for that $20 donation, you receive a printed photo on site and access to online digital images of your photo. So safety first, pets must be restrained either on a leash or in a carrier. All right, so now get your pens going. I'm going to give you the dates and the locations for all the Santa Paws picture locations. All of these events are from noon to 3 p.m. on the given day. Noon to 3 p.m. November 25th, Ballard Mud Bay. November 26th, Issaquah Mud Bay. December 2nd, Meow Bazaar. That's at, for Meow. December 3rd, Overlake Mud Bay. December 9th, Roosevelt Mud Bay. December 10th, Issaquah Highlands Mud Bay. December 16th, Redmond Mud Bay. And December 17th, Linwood West Mud Bay. So the December 17th is the last date that you can get your Santa Paws pictures. And if you missed the dates, need to get them, you can go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events. And all those dates will be up on the website. You can probably also go to meowcatrescue.org and find the dates there as well. All righty. So that's it for current events. And wouldn't you know, that brings us right up to time that we need to take care of our advertisers for the last time in this show. So let's go ahead and do that. Well, we could sneak in a phone call if anybody's out there. We don't want to get in last minute, 425-373-5527. If you want to chime in late here, we'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
wherever you go. Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, I'm going to have a few things to say here, but as soon as I finish this, we've got a request for me to repeat the information on the Complete Plus supplement and where to get all of that. So get your pens and papers out, because we're going to do that in just a couple minutes. We heard during the break, we heard from wonderful Natasha Venter, angelicclarifications.com. And if you didn't hear us chatting about it, Natasha continues to do her regular podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. And now she's adding all kinds of other kind of cool stuff to what she's doing. Little snippet podcast thingies, great channelings are happening on her show, and all kinds of cool stuff. And to find her, you apparently can just go online and Google Natasha Venter AC. Natasha Venter AC. never mind. I was going to Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications. When I hear AC, I think Anderson Cooper. So Natasha Venter, Anderson Cooper.
I've been trying to figure out how to make it simpler and keep myself uniformed. And, you know, AC is Angelic Clarification. So I can understand that it can apply to different things. So
Right. So, but anyway, and if you want to go directly to YouTube, go to YouTube and search Natasha Venter AC, and her YouTube channel will come up. You'll find everything there. And of course, she's available to do private readings, which she can do in person or over the phone or, you know, whatever. And you can just give her a call. Can't they just call you to schedule, Natasha?
They can. The one thing that I'm starting to do for the holiday season up until June or January 30th, and I didn't tell you about this, but I just got, because my brain, my intuitiveness wakes up before my brain does. So that I am adding on 15 minutes to every session that I'm doing.
Oh.
Now through June or January 30th.
All right. So you're giving people a free extra 15 minutes. For a reading. So that sounds like a good deal. And if you'd like to schedule a reading with Natasha, you can do it. Can they schedule through your website?
They can. Yes. And they can do it either way. Either emailing me Natasha Venter, Natasha at angelicclarifications.com, or you can go to my website and schedule there. I've got 30-minute sessions. I have hour sessions. I also have an hour and a half session that it would be now an hour and 45 minutes to help go through a lot of what we're going through. There's a lot of emotional work that I've been helping a lot of people with. And so with that sometimes it takes a little bit longer, in questions and stretch and pulls, and sometimes a meditation or a journey into ourselves to figure that out. And that's where that longer session is very helpful for that.
Okay, and I know there's some of you out there that just don't do computer stuff. So if you want to just call Natasha, you can do that.
You can call me.
360-770-7486.
Good job.
Did I get that right?
7486.
Okay. Yeah, 360-770-7486. I sometimes get yours and Jude's phone number mixed up, you know, if I'm too much. Anyway. So you can call Natasha for that. All righty. And then speaking of Jude, that's a Whispering Dragon Center. Our sound healer, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center is in her home now in Shoreline. And boy, is it phenomenal to be there in the healing energies of the gongs and the acutonic forks, and her incredibly wonderful chiropractic, because she really heals things. She doesn't crack you around. It's amazing. And I don't know how I'd function at my age with the kind of heavy duty work I do if I didn't have her to fix me when I overdo it. Because I do, like I start Thursday, I did rounds 4, 5, and 6 of the blow and blow and blow and pick up limbs and branches and blow and blow and blow and all of that. I even worked in the dark. First time, I don't think I've ever done this in 12 years. I came back in the house, turned all the lights on and got my headlamp because I was not going to stop until I had all the leaves and Robbie's leaf pile done. And so, but I'll tell you what, Thursday night, I could barely move.
I bet.
Literally could barely move. I was so exhausted and I had so worn out my body. Well, turns out, you know, my hip was out. My psoas was messed up. There's some weird channel down my right side that I'd majorly messed up. I just can't tell you what a gift it is to have Jude be able to fix this stuff, you know, and put you back into balance. So you can check her out. Website is whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. So woohoo, got everybody's phone numbers good there. And of course, do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Okay, pens and papers ready. The best supplement, in my opinion, on the market these days, better than anything you can get, that covers almost all the bases. And I mean, almost all. It doesn't have, you know, like the oils in it and that kind of stuff. But it is made by Dr. Joe Raymaker. And he is who I call the great white god of veterinary immune stuff. He's the one that Dr. Bill, our wonderful, beloved Dr. Bill Burlingame, was so connected with, and the company, and because they were creating all these incredible immune support things, and just their work on vaccines, or his work on vaccines with this immune support supplement given to animals 2 weeks prior to getting a vaccine, their response to the vaccine was 400% better. Wow. Yeah, so this is huge stuff. Now, and y'all familiar with, you know, Natasha, the colostrum and the transfer factors that come from mother's milk that
yes.
go to babies and transfer the immunity?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I call him the great white god of veterinary immune stuff. He is the guy that isolated those transfer factors and
wow.
figured out how to put them into stuff
wow.
to amp others' immune systems. Okay, so that's how, anyway, we've been waiting for a long time because he's had lots of specific immune support products, but a long time for a complete one that had everything in he could put in it for both dogs and cats and easy to give that they'll take. And so it's a powdered form. You sprinkle it in their food. Robbie gets it every meal. My cats get it every meal. Even the cats eat it. Okay, so you have to get it through his website, which is raymakersnutrition.com. And I'm going to spell Raymakers for you because there's a glitch. Okay. It's Raymakers. Raymakers Nutrition. And then it comes, it's a square plastic jug and it says complete with a plus, complete plus. And it'll come up on the homepage, I think. And so it's real obvious once you get to the website and you can just order it directly from them. It's not a prescription product, but it has, I think it's complete plus immune support, probiotics, medicinal mushrooms. I mean, it's everything in there that can be in there is there. So it's as complete a supplement as you can get. And there just isn't anything else out there like it. So hopefully, caller, whoever you were, you got that information and everybody else did too. Raymakersnutrition.com. And it's the complete plus supplement that I referred to. All righty then. We are just about out of time, but we got to talk about, excuse me, Thanksgiving coming up this week. And most all of us are back to celebrating with family. doing the big meals again and all of that. So please be wise with your animal friends. And remember what Natasha's been saying with the energies going on here. You know, our animals are getting more sensitive, you know, and so it's real important that you be wise about what you share with them. And if you're having company over and you haven't done that for a while, you know, remember, you know, depending on how well-mannered your dog friends are, you don't want to leave food and treats all over the tables and stuff if you're not supervising your dogs. They don't know to leave those things alone. You got to be careful about that. But the big thing in would be leftovers. Now, you know, sharing food with your dog friends is actually a good thing. Real food is always better than processed food, and things can be good. But you have to be most careful with your little models. The little breeds, the smaller breeds of dogs, can have a bigger reaction than the larger breeds of dogs. So, like, if you want to share turkey stuff, especially with the little ones, you don't want to give them the fat and the gristle and that the skin type stuff. You want to stay more with the meat with them, because they can really react and get a pancreatitis from too much rich and greasy, oily stuff. Now, your larger breeds of dogs, like my, you know, 75-pound golden retriever, Robbie, he can eat all the stuff off a turkey. But I don't bring a huge bag of turkey trimmings home from Thanksgiving and give it all to him. You know, the bag goes in the refrigerator and I dole out small, you know, little bits of the turkey meat and the skin and that sort of thing. Maybe some mashed potatoes, maybe a little bit of stuffing, depending on what's in the stuffing. And so you want to be careful and remember that our animal friends shouldn't have onions and no grapes, especially for the little ones, you know, that kind of stuff. But just remember to keep it simple and dole out the leftovers. Don't give them big bunches, and watch your little ones for pancreatitis, because the rich stuff and the stuff that we wouldn't eat can be equally bad for them.
I was just going to ask you,
Natasha, what do you want to chime in about here?
Yeah, like when I was watching one of, I think it was one of our really neat vets that were on our shows, they were saying that low activity, low fat. Higher activity can handle more of the natural fats.
There you go.
You know what I mean? You know,
excellent.
It's like, mm-hmm. So, and our dogs aren't as active as they used to be. So like farm dogs can handle more because they have a higher vibe. Their bodies are moving. House animals.
The couch potatoes, you got to be careful about. And I didn't mention, and I got to remember, cooked bones are bad. Okay. So no cooked turkey bones. Those are the ones, the cooked bones cause all the trouble, because they get brittle, they splinter, they can puncture and cause trouble going through. Raw bones, on the other hand, are okay. You know, so like Robbie, I might give him the raw turkey neck, which he loves to chew up and eat, you know. So raw bones can be very good, which is why, you know, we say you can give raw meaty bones to your dogs and that sort of thing. But cooked bones are a no, because that's what causes the problems. Okay. Well, Robbie says he even gets a little piece of pumpkin pie sometimes. Mom shares a bite with pumpkin pie. Oh, and Buzzy's saying, and kitties like pumpkin pie too sometimes.
Well, pumpkin's supposed to be really good.
Pumpkin's good for them.
Yeah. Pumpkin and
sweet potatoes, no. At least not on a regular basis, because they're full of plant-based estrogen. And, you know, that's the foundation of the Pleckner imbalance. So you really don't want to be doing a lot of that. But pumpkin is really good. And I have over the years, when I had mischievous Abyssinians, I had to really protect the pumpkin pies, because, you know, they'd eat the middle out of them. So anyway, pumpkin can be popular with our animal friends. So I think we covered the bases, Natasha, for everything going on and Thanksgiving. Anything else you can think of you want to leave everybody with today?
I would love to let everybody know that this is a perfect time to understand we're going to be perfectly imperfect. non-perfectionists. We are going to be very human. And if we can, in those human moments, see that as a great moment to witness ourselves and to know that we're in this journey of learning how to be human in a spiritual awareness body. So, you know, come into this. You know, sometimes we want to be more spiritual beings. You know, going through the mud is sometimes the best place to practice our spiritual practices. So this is a time to really stretch and pull and to understand. And if you're in grief, it's a whisper sometimes when we don't understand why we're emotional, triggered, angered. Check in to see if you're in grief for some reason, because that's part of the story.
Yep.
My love is with everybody.
Remember our shows next month. So the second Sunday of December will be Dr. Nels and Linda. Call in to get a tune-up for the month. But then the third Sunday, you know, just before we get to Christmas, going to be Natasha and I again. So probably really, you know, you might want to check in with Natasha the third Sunday of December here just to get a read on, you know, what's going on with your family and all that sort of stuff. So we will be back again in a month. All righty then.
Yay. So my love is with that. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thank you. And be thankful more than in judgment,
right.
Please.
Stay in that positive frame. Be thankful. That will help with the energy. And next week, encore presentation, will, you know, rerun our last healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda. It was a really good one. And you can get surrogate healing just by following along and listening to Linda's instructions and following them for you. And you can get a surrogate healing that way. So it is time to say farewell until the next live show will be the first Sunday of December. And ow, jingle cats. I can't wait. I can't wait. So Nathan, thank you. Stacy, Natasha, thank you. And Stacy, thank you. And happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. Go Seahawks, and happy Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you again next week.